Well, hey there, campers, and welcome back to a brand new episode of Camp Cryptid. I'm your host, Erica Fett, and I'd just like to thank everybody for hanging out for the last episode all about the Ohio urban legend of the Melon Heads of Kirtland. Now, this week, I am super excited because this week is my part one of the sea and lake creatures of the United States. And this week, I will be focusing on the East Coast first, and I'll sprinkle a little bit of those Midwest, because so I'm going to try to basically divide the United States up into one half and the other half to get through these, because there are a lot. Now, with that being said, I also will be probably following up with this and doing another episode, because there are so many of these creatures. So I kind of picked out my favorites for the day, and I figured I do a couple of those today, and then maybe, you know, I'll come back to this topic and do another round of these episodes of the sea and lake creatures, but I'm very excited to get started. So there are many things that are crazy about the Atlantic coast. From the final resting place of the Titanic to the Bermuda Triangle, the Atlantic Ocean is full of so many creepy events and so many mysteries. But some tales that have been told for centuries are of the many sea creatures that roam those very waters. Between mermaids, sirens, kraken, and even the Leviathan, sea creatures have been depicted on maps of the world and in stories since the beginning of time. Some of the earliest stories of kraken and giant squid happened off the coast of Newfoundland, where giant squid corpses would wash up on the beach and substantiate the old tales of giant tentacles rising up from the seas and wreaking havoc on sailors that happened for many centuries. Now, with that being said, a lot of the states that are along the East Coast, a lot of their waterways connect right to the sea. So I think that is kind of fun to think about, is that these like sea creatures have somehow made their way up to these waterways, or, you know, somehow are in the Great Lakes. And I love that idea. But first, I'd like to start off with this little fun story from Lyons Falls in New York. And this is about the Black River Monster. Now, the Black River Monster is also called Lioness, which I love. That's such a cute, cute name that plays on the town that it's also located in. Now, this river monster has had many stories about her for decades. This cryptid is supposedly a 15-foot river creature that was first spotted in 1911 by a crowd on the Court Street Bridge in Watertown, that's not too far away from Lyons, New York. Now, this creature was spotted again in the 1950s by fishermen in the Black River around Lyons. And that creature is known to be gentle, and there are no reports of attacks from this creature. So they kind of call her this like gentle little river creature, and I love that. Now, there have been many, many sightings of this creature for decades now. There have been fishermen, there have just been people who are visiting. There have been so many stories. And stories of sea serpents aren't new to New York. In 1895, a sea serpent that was actually 25 feet long with giant teeth was captured off of the coast of Black Whales Island. So I think that that is very interesting to note, is that this giant sea serpent washed up not too far away in Black Whales Island, which is very interesting, because a lot of the waterways in New York are still connected, and they're all connected to the sea, which I think is really, really cool too. But yeah, so this little lioness, the town unveiled a little plaque to her, and I think that that's so cute when towns like kind of really embrace the monsters around and all the stories and legends and folklore, and I just think that that is so fun. Now, like I said, New York also had some sightings in the 1800s of sea monsters, and there's also a sea monster that a lot of you probably know of called Champ, which is from Lake Champlain, New York, and I think this one is really fun. This kind of got blown up in the 1970s when a woman who was vacationing with her family at Lake Champlain in New York took a photo of an odd creature that she saw in the water. Now, this photo made its rounds in the papers and the media and added to the hype of some sort of monster that was lurking below in the waters of this large freshwater lake. So Champ is the name that they dubbed this fun little lake monster. Now, Lake Champlain is huge. It's over 120 miles. It extends as far north as Canada. And sightings of some sort of large unidentified creature have been happening there since the days of the native indigenous tribes as well. So we've got hundreds of years of sightings of some kind of creature that's been roaming this lake. So Champ is a dark sea creature that has been described as ranging from anywhere from 10 feet long to 180 feet long, which is, it's a wide margin, but you know, this could be people seeing the offspring of the original lake monster. This could be, you know, misidentification. I mean, it could be a lot of things, but it ranges as short as 10 feet but it goes all the way up to 180 feet long. Some accounts say it has a head like a starfish, and others say it's more of a serpent-like creature. So there are some deviations from what it's described like, but most people would agree there is some kind of lake creature in Lake Champlain. Now, so many sightings have happened there that both the states of New York and Vermont have declared the waters of Lake Champlain a safe space for Champ to live. And the towns have adopted it as a mascot and also celebrate the legendary creature, which I just love. I talked earlier about, you know, the Black River Monster and how they made a little plaque and celebrate it. And I think this is amazing when, you know, towns and locals really celebrate the legends and folklore about these monsters, because you never know what it could be. It could be some kind of species that we haven't discovered. And I think that's really exciting. Now, there are so many creatures, and like I said earlier, I will definitely have to do like follow-ups with these, because just because I'm doing the East Coast, I am not hitting every single little creature or legend of sea creatures or lake creatures. So with that being said, if you are in any of these areas that I'm mentioning today, or if you are in an area and you have a lake monster or some kind of sea creature that's off the coast, please write it in, let me know so I can add it to the next episode, because I already want to do a round two of these, because I was going through these and as I was researching one, there'd be like four more that popped up and I'm like, oh my gosh, I can't talk for 4 hours about sea creatures. Y'all will be so tired of me. So this next little creature that I'm going to be talking about is going to be in the waters of Vermont up to Quebec. And Memphrey is a water creature that's in Lake Memphrey Magog. Now, if I mispronounce that, I am so sorry. I listened to like some pronunciation on how to pronounce that. And I was like, oh, I hope I get this one right. But Memphrey is a creature that's said to be almost like a serpent or alligator. And it's often compared to the Loch Ness Monster. Now, sightings of this creature have been going on since the 1800s and have continued for over the centuries. So the creatures along the East Coast are often described to be almost like a Loch Ness Monster, honestly, if they're not the sea serpent, which is kind of cool. We get our own little Loch Ness Monster here, and I love that. Now, going all the way over to the Great Lakes. The Great Lakes are a really cool place, especially if you've never been to them. I didn't realize that a lot of the lakes actually under them have these giant salt mines that you used to be able to go to and visit, but now I don't think that they allow people. But they are these giant caves of salt mines that are under the Great Lakes, which I think is actually very cool. There's this whole underground world that's under these lakes, which I think is really neat. But it also shows that water has been kind of in that region for a while, whether it was like a little bog or a swampland or some kind of basin. Now, I if you're listening and you don't know, I am from Ohio, so I do a lot of Ohio stuff. I am really happy that Ohio has its own little lake cryptid, and I'm super excited about it, and her name is Bessie. And Bessie is also known as the Lake Erie Monster. So if you've never been to Lake Erie, I think it's the fourth largest of the five Great Lakes, so it's not like super huge, but I mean, it's big enough to be considered a Great Lake, right? So some of the earlier sightings of Bessie described her as being a sea serpent that was over 15 feet long. But over the years, Bessie has not only been described as being almost a bluish reptilian color or snake-like, but she's also been said to have flippers too, and that she was actually not 15 feet long, but more like 30 feet long. Now, this kind of makes people think it's more like the Loch Ness Monster with being like a plesiosaur, and I know that that's the one that a lot of people think that these lake or sea creatures are, is some kind of like extinct dinosaur, which I think is super cool. But there have been depictions of her also being like a giant reptile in the water. So, I mean, I guess if you're not like underwater and actually seeing her, it's hard to probably see what's below water if you're above water, right? Either way, no matter the descriptions of Bessie, there have been tales of a lake creature beneath the depths for centuries in Lake Erie. I believe I even came across a story that I'll have to kind of come back to in a future episode about like maybe mythological creatures, entities, maybe in bodies of water, because I did see there's like a story, kind of like an urban legend about like a lake hag that roams the waters of Lake Erie. So I think that is very interesting. And along the Great Lakes, there are tons of shipwrecks and interesting things from over the years that have happened. So there's some speculation that some kind of witch hag was causing these shipwrecks, which I definitely will have to come back to. But like I said, like when I'm doing these random episodes, I always find so many different like topics that have to kind of do with these, but don't. So like I said, I'll have to come back to that. But now, Lake Erie has also had a pollution problem, but luckily they have done a lot to clean up the environment. Now, I've talked about this before in an episode. I don't remember, maybe the Mongolian death worm episode, but lampreys are in Lake Erie. And if you've never seen what a lamprey looks like, I'm telling you, it's the stuff of nightmares. It is what I dread running into if I'm diving ever there, because I will lose my mind if I see a lamprey. They are so terrifying. Just imagine like this like little, I guess it's not even a little worm. I think they get like, oh God, I don't know, but they get pretty big. But they literally look like this worm that has like just rows and rows of circular, like it's like a circle and it's just teeth. Oh, they're just so terrifying. It just reminds me of any great sci-fi movie that used them for any type of reference, because they are truly terrifying. Now, I got to looking up lampreys, and then I realized that there's also a type of fish called a bowfin. And I've never really seen one of these fish. And when I saw what it looked like, I was like, that is equally as terrifying as the lamprey. So there are definitely some really, really creepy fish in Lake Erie. Now, I'm not saying that, you know, obviously this is what people were seeing when they saw Bessie, but I'm just kind of like adding to the overall feeling that Lake Erie has some weird, weird kind of creatures in it. So maybe I need to go do like a literal deep dive into these areas and do some investigating myself, I guess. I don't know. But like I said earlier, a lot of these places that have stories and legends about sea creatures, they kind of embrace the sea creature and kind of like make it their mascot. Well, that's exactly what the city of Cleveland did. They have the Lake Erie Monsters, which I think is really fun. It's a hockey team that totally embraces the legends of Bessie and Lake Erie's wonderful history full of lake creatures. And I think that that is wonderful. But yeah, I had to mention Bessie because that was one of my favorites. And, you know, with her being kind of like almost like a little local Loch Ness monster, I thought that was really, really fun. Now, one other one that I did want to mention this episode was Lake Norman Monster, which is in North Carolina. And I thought this one was really cool because the Lake Norman Monster is in a man-made lake, which I think is very, very cool and very interesting as well. Now, they do call the Lake Norman Monster Normie, which I think is so adorable. Normie is his name, and he resides in this man-made lake. Lake Norman is in North Carolina, and even though this is a man-made lake, it still reaches a depth of over 100 feet in some areas, and it's pretty massive. The lake is over 9 miles wide and over 30 miles long, so it's pretty big, and it looks really cool. So for them making this a man-made lake, I just want to shout out to them because it looks really cool. I was looking it up on like the maps and stuff, trying to get an idea of the layout. And it is a really cool looking lake. Now, it also sits along a hydroelectric station, which has created some really fun and cool stories about Normie, the lake monster, being a product of mutations in the lake. But, you know, those are just stories. We don't actually have proof or anything like that. But I do think that that is a fun little twist to the Lake Norman monster. Now, Normie is said to kind of resemble a giant crocodile. A lot of people think that it was actually an alligator that just was actually in that zone. A lot of people said it might be a giant catfish or a gar, but a lot of people just think that it was just this giant alligator that just made his way up to Lake Norman. So either way, I like the idea of, you know, some alligator just finding this like special spot to retreat to, or, you know, some kind of mutated alligator becoming some kind of monster. I don't know. We're going to go with every angle to this one, right? But, you know, when it comes to lake monsters, do we all think that lake monsters could exist? Do we think that deep in the depths of some of these lakes that somehow some kind of creature has persisted to exist over the course of centuries? And I think that that is the question when it comes to a lot of these creatures. Now, the logical explanation is that some of them, right, are hoaxes. There have been some sea creatures and the lake monsters that turned out to be hoaxes, unfortunately. There was a picture of, I don't remember which lake monster it was, but there was a picture of a person submitted a picture. It actually turned out to be a dinosaur toy in the water, but they submitted it as complete photographic evidence that it was actually like some kind of lake or sea creature. When, you know, experts were analyzing it, they were like, no, that's actually just a dinosaur toy in the water, which is actually kind of sad because things like that kind of ruin the credibility of things. And so, yeah, I'm totally like against people trying to basically lie about it. I think that that sucks. And, you know, if there is like a creature out there that hasn't been discovered, it should definitely be, you know, just like, I mean, just like Champ, it needs to be protected. It's our job as humans. Like, we have to look over other animals, right? That's why we have our brains. We are here to problem solve and make sure that we protect other species. But, you know, another terrifying thing about the water that's not a creature, and I, you know, I've done so many episodes now on like water stuff, and I got on a random rabbit hole about driftwood. And y'all, this right here, driftwood deserves a horror episode on its own because it is terrifying. Driftwood basically gets like so heavy, and there are these logs that just float in the water. And imagine these giant, huge logs. So if you're in a boat and you're like going somewhere and there's waves, imagine this giant like 50-foot log coming in and like slamming into your boat. Well, that's what a lot of people think that some of these sightings are, just pieces of wood and driftwood that have just been in these lakes or in these parts of the ocean, and people just saw it and misidentified it as a lake creature. Now, when it comes down to it, I'm more of a believer that some of these sightings, you know, may be a legitimate creature, but they also could be just misidentification of other animals. There are giant turtles that are in the water. That could be one of the things that people are seeing. You know, there's also eels, giant sturgeon, oarfish are giant and crazy looking. There's massive catfish. There's also otters. Like, otters are so cute, but they are kind of squirmy. So there's just so many different types of like water creatures that it could be. So you think about the early days, like in the 16th, 17th, 1800s, even, I guess. And some of these creatures may not have even been identified yet. So you've got people seeing something on the water and not realizing what it is, thinking it's a sea serpent, but it actually could just be some kind of giant sturgeon fish, which those things get massive, like so massive. Like, what I will say is, if you have a second today, just look up like oarfish and giant sturgeon and massive, there's stories of massive catfish that are like over 130 pounds. So it is crazy to think about that some of these fish, and you got to think back then, like, they're just probably thriving, you know, low pollution in the water. They don't have a million plastic bottles to choke on. Like, so obviously, like, these animals and these species were probably thriving back in the day. So we love that for them. And I love the idea of just like these giant fish just roaming, you know, just chilling out. Fish are really cool. But yeah, when it comes to my opinion, though, on everything, do I think there's a rational explanation for some of these, you know, whether it was misidentification of another type of animal or even debris in the water? Yeah, sure, for sure. But on the flip side, there's a lot about the ocean and ocean species that we haven't quite figured out yet. So I'm always hoping for the possibility of some once thought to be extinct species ending up actually surviving out there. And I love that. Now, you know, just think about the giant squid. It was a legend of the ocean for hundreds of years. And there are hundreds of paintings and thousands of sea stories that describe the giant tentacles of this creature ripping apart the deck of ships and with the other tentacles grabbing terrified seamen to devour them with its razor sharp beak, right? And while no one really doubted that a giant squid could truly exist, because the tales were told for over centuries, it wasn't recorded live on video until 2006. So they didn't even really have pictures of one in the water in its actual habitat until like the 2000s. So you've got these creatures that exist, and it wasn't even, you know, within the past 20 years that we actually have photos of it in its actual environment. So do I think there's sea monsters out there? Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I love the idea of giant kraken. I mean, it's kind of crazy. But I love the idea that somehow these creatures have existed and they continue to exist. And, you know, what do you guys think? I mean, what do you think? Do you think that there could be something out there in the ocean that just we just haven't found? Or do you think that some of these lake monsters could exist? I'm not saying all of them, but like, do you think that there is a possibility that one out there in the entire world could exist? And that's, you know, that's me being Fox Mulder for a second. You know, when it comes to lake monsters and cryptids, I could do a million of these episodes because every single state has some sort of legend or mystery of a creature in the water. And aside from all the lake monsters and sea cryptids, I love to see the locals celebrate and embrace the legends and lore of the monsters and the waters surrounding them. And I think that that is really, really sweet. Whether it be festivals, whether it be mascots, I just think that the whole thing, just embracing the weirdness of the world and embracing these weird creatures, I just think that that is so fun. And, you know, as humans, that's the beauty and the mystery of the water and its depths. It's why movies about water have entertained us for years, like movies like Leviathan, The Abyss, Jaws, even Godzilla are all legendary movies that are still enjoyable to this day that have creatures that come in the water. So I think that that's so fun. Now, as far as movies pertaining to, you know, other than ones I just named, there are some fun movies that I thought that would be kind of fun to mention in today's episode. Of course, Lake Placid, where good old, I don't want to give it away, the spoilers on that, but, you know, that one is such a fun little, little movie about some lake creatures. And I will say this totally reminded me of the X-Files episode, Quagmire, which kind of reminds me of Champ, I guess, where they're going to a local little area that has a supposed lake monster. And so if you've never seen that episode of X-Files, it's called Quagmire. I would totally recommend it. Granted, I recommend all the X-Files episodes because y'all know I love me some X-Files. But another one that I thought was really cool that's an underwater movie is actually called Underwater. I just thought that was a really fun one to be to do with being underwater and there being some kind of like creature in the water. So I would say that those are my recommendations for this week. Now, last but not least, I did watch the movie Night Swim recently. I'm a big fan of Wyatt Russell because I absolutely adore him and his father, Kurt Russell, in Monarch Legacy of Monsters, which is Godzilla. So this kind of goes with the episode. So yes, but I definitely wanted to watch Night Swim, and especially because it had to do with the water. And I was like, well, you know, I'll kind of tie it into this week. So, but yeah, definitely recommend that X-Files episode. Definitely recommend Underwater. Those are some great ones. Yeah, so if I'm missing any movies that have good creatures in them, whether it be like Creature from the Black Lagoon, Swamp Thing, I used to love the show Swamp Thing back in the day, please make sure to leave them in the comments if I'm missing any, because I definitely need to add them to my next episode, which will be the West Coast. Maybe I'll split it up, and if I have too many, I'll just do like a little central United States one, and then I need to go do Canada, then I need to do Mexico, and then I need to go through and do every single country in the world is my goal. I really would love to do like urban legends for each area. Every single area has urban legends and folklore and myths and so many good stories. And so like, that's the goal. I got plenty of content, y'all, because there are so many creepy things going on out there. So I love that. Now, as far as stuff coming up, I do have another episode of Campfire Tales. So if you do have a creepy story or encounter or anything spooky that happened to you and you'd like to submit your story for a future episode of Campfire Tales, please head to campcryptidpod.com. I have a cute little contact section where you can leave me your story and then I can read it for a future episode. And it's my favorite to read your stories because I'm like, yes, we're all bonding over all of these cool, cool stories. And I love that. And I do have another round of Creatures and Cryptids of the Water coming up. So we'll be focusing on the West Coast for the next episode. And I'm really excited about that. So if y'all have any good recommendations for anything on the West Coast that's a creature or cryptid, please do let me know, because I am always looking for cool little water beings to talk about, which I'm really excited about. And I do really want to go through and do like another episode, maybe on like ghost ships and like ships that have come up missing and like mysteries of the ocean, because to me, like, the ocean is probably one of my favorite topics to talk about, just because it's so weird and it's so cool. And it's kind of like, it's beautiful and it's mystifying, but it's also terrifying at the same time, right? Like, you just think about, you know, you're floating on this water and you look up and it's like, oh, you've got a beautiful blue sky and you've got clouds rolling in and the sun shines on your face. But then miles below you are the most crazy creatures and giant creatures. And I think it's so crazy. I mean, think about like books like Moby Dick had people terrified. People were terrified of giant whales for the longest time until they realized, okay, well, they're actually not really going to hurt anybody. They're actually like gentle giants, which is so crazy to think about. But like, imagine like, I sat there for a second and I was like, imagine like the early days of like sea exploration, right? And you've got all of these unknowns. And as you're on your boat, your wooden boat, you're, you know, 2 months in on your journey across the sea, and all you see is the sea, right? And then you hear stories of giant octopus and giant squid terrorizing ships and breaking them and capsizing them. And then you see a giant creature like a giant whale. Could you imagine the, like how terrifying that would be? So that's why some of these are kind of fun, because I just kind of put myself back into that mind frame of like sea exploration where they didn't really know a lot of these creatures. And then they had all these crazy stories and fishermen's tales of all of these terrible things that could happen from these sea monsters. So, I mean, there are literal maps that show like, I don't remember if it's Iceland or something, but like around the country, there's like, they have like sea monsters on the map. So like back in the day, they would probably just be like, no, there's sea monsters in those waters. You probably should not go there. And then they're like, ha ha ha, suckers. Like, but no, I think it's so fun. I just think the idea of sea monsters is so fun. So yeah, other than that, I will be having another Patreon post soon to have everybody go on and give me your input on what crazy topic you'd like to see next as far as cryptids or creatures. So make sure, go follow my Patreon for free and then leave me a comment, because I'm going to try to make a post today about what creatures you guys would like to see. So make sure to go leave a comment and so I can have patrons vote on what we're going to do in, oh my gosh, it's already May. Okay. New topic for next week. Is someone pushing fast forward on time? I don't get it. But yeah, so hey, I want to thank you guys for listening to another episode. I hope you enjoyed this little round of fun little lake monsters. And it was a lot of fun to kind of go through and pick out which monsters I wanted to talk about. And like, it's really fun to talk about sea cryptids. So if you have anything that you would like to add as far as, you know, like I said earlier, if I'm missing any cryptids or anything like that, make sure to leave a comment. I love seeing your comments about, you know, movies. I love seeing your comments about recommendations for other topics. So it does make my day. So thank you all so much. Now, hey, other than that, I just want to thank y'all again for hanging out with me for another episode. I hope the sun is shining where you are, and I hope you got some good food in your belly, or at least you're on your way to go get some good food. And until next time, I hope you have an amazing day and take care.